keep confined in your own little world. We're talking about world borders.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today we are going to be talking about world borders. World borders are new to Minecraft 1.8. What are they? Well, they're the transparent borders that you see on the edges of worlds. Now, every single world now in Minecraft has these world borders. Once you set them, you can't get rid of them, but they're just set so far away that you would never, ever see them in your normal Minecraft world. But you can do some really, really awesome stuff with them. So we're going to jump in and check out the commands that are available for world borders. Okay, so we are in a little world that we've created. This is actually the traps world. If you watch, remember our traps episode, they're like way back there somewhere. First, we need to set our world border. And so you can do that. Now, first, the thing that you should do is set the center of the world border. So, well, we can auto-complete by hitting tab. So world border. And then you can see that there's a whole bunch of different settings that you can set. First, we're going to set our center. Now, you can either type in a number, and so, X, Y, Z, or you can actually make this relative to the player. So we're going to try that right now. We're just going to set it just like this. And now it's set to me. So wherever I move, hopefully the world border will move with me. Now, let's set... You obviously can't see it because it's so far away that basically in any Minecraft world, you would walk for days and years and decades and you wouldn't come across it. So let's bring it back in so that we can see it. So we're going to do the same command, world border command, and we're going to set the size. So this is setting the size, and let's choose how many blocks. We want to be able to see it, so let's choose 40 blocks. We'll be able to see it that close. And then you can also set how much time you want it to execute the transition from where it is to where it's going to be. So we're just going to put in 5 seconds here just to kind of see what that looks like. Go ahead and hit enter. And it's actually, because it's so far away, let's see, there it is. 5 seconds later, bam, it is here. There wasn't much of a transition, but we can do that one more time. You know what, with the following me around, it doesn't follow me around, it's just relative to where you are. So, and now it's set there. It's not going to follow me. Sorry, I was thinking of Captive Minecraft, where it has that dynamic world border, but that's something that they did, not something that you can do. Okay, so now that we have that out of the way. So, let's watch that transition one more time. So over 5 seconds, let's bring this in to 20 blocks. Dun, 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 dun. You can see how cool it moves in, and now it is set. And this can be over a very long period of time if you want. If you're wondering why you would want to set this transition, well, for example, on the Mindcrack server, they have it set so the world border will move out very far away over a really long period of time. So let's say 2,000, and then let's make this like a bunch of seconds. If we hit enter, it will actually do that and start to transition out very, very, very slowly. You're basically not even going to be able to see it. So we can actually remove some zeros. It actually executed the last place that it wanted it meant to be. So let's take this down. Let's take it back to 20. Here we are at 20. And then let's do only 500 seconds. So you can see that it is going out over time. Now, that was a big difference. But over 500 seconds, that's about 5 minutes, something like that, 6 minutes, that it will execute that. So in different maps, this could be a feature. In Minecrack, it's set to such a long degree that it'll be months and months, and it takes about a few days for even a block to show up. So that is kind of a cool feature of that command. You can see it. It's going away there. Still barely see it over there. And it is disappearing. So as well as set, you can also do add. if you want to. So we could say add. And this could also be a negative number. So we can just do negative whatever. You would use this if, here, we first need to set it to something we can actually see. So let's go back and set this to, let's say, 50. There we go. So now it is here. And then we can do, that's because my center point is right here. I was like, I'm going to get sucked outside of the world border. Now, you would use add because let's say that you want maybe an achievement, or when they hit a button, it would add something, but you don't actually know exactly what the size is at the moment. That's why you would use the add, and you can do either positive or negative. So that's sort of like a map maker command right there. Just to show it off, you can also do negative numbers, and there we go. It adds a negative number, which is actually subtracting it from the total size. Next, players can take damage from being outside of the world border. Now, you can set the buffer size, which sets the amount of blocks a player will safely be outside of the world border before you start to take damage. Default is 5 blocks, so if somehow I was to be outside of this world border, so let's go ahead and add -5. If I stand still, the border is going to go past me, even though I couldn't hit it before. So if I continue to take down, let's now this time do it 10, and if I was in creative, or not in creative, so let's do game mode 0. There we go. I'm starting to take damage, but if I get closer, you can notice that I am not. Now that I'm outside of the border, I am taking a little bit of damage. This would work great if, say you have some sort of map where there is the option that they get past the world border or it goes past them. By default, this is set to 5 blocks. Here we go. Let's switch back into game mode 1. By default, this is 5 blocks. Now, you can set this to be as far as you want. So let's do world border, damage, buffer. And you have to add the buffer, and then you can set your size. So let's say 10 blocks. And now I can be even further away before I start to take damage. Oop, there we go. Oh, and I died. Additionally, you can set the amount of damage. So you could have it insta-kill you if you set the damage to, an amount of, say, 100, something like that. That means that it's 100 damage per block you're away. By default, this is set to 0.2. That means that per block. So if on the 6th block, you'll only take 0.2 damage. But on the 7th block, you will take 0.4 damage, and so on and so on. So if you're at the 10th block, you have 5 blocks of buffer. 5 times 0.2 would be 1 heart of damage every single second that you're outside of the world border. So, next, you can notice that, see how my screen turns red as I get closer to the world border? Well, you can actually set this also when this moves so that it will give you a warning in number of seconds to when it will arrive at your destination. So we'll do world border warning, and then you need to set it as a time. And let's say 15 seconds is the default is 15 seconds. So let's set it to 20 seconds. So once we set that, then let's go ahead and set the world border to a different size. So let's set it down to 5, but we're going to let this happen over a long period of time. So let's say 100 seconds. So if I hit enter, it's going to slowly move in, but when it is 30 seconds or 20 seconds, so I forget what I set it to, away from hitting me, my screen will start to glow red. There you go. You can already sort of see it. We're in a red biome, but you can sort of see near the edge that my screen is turning redder and redder, although the edge of the world border is red, so it's getting difficult to see. Maybe I should grab some something a little bit more clear. There you go. You can see the redness is coming. Oh, God, that's right on top of me. And if I move away, There is a lot less red, so you can see that it's not there. But as I get closer, here it comes. So that is the world border warning set time. You can also set it in distance if you're not, if, you know, it closing isn't an issue. So let's go ahead and do the warning for distance. And we could say we could set that just to a block. So if we set that to a block, then I won't see the warning. Now this is moving in; it should reach its final point very soon because we had only set this to 5. I believe that it's on its last few blocks here. Let's just go ahead and world border set. Let's say 5. Do it now. There we are. So now that it's so small, we can set this to a single block where it will give me the warning. Or if I set the warning to a distance of, let's say, 300, bing, I get it immediately because obviously I'm within 300 blocks of the world border. And that is how that works. The closer you are, the redder the warning will get. Now, finally, let's say that this world border has been moving for a while, or you need to know where it's at. Let's go ahead and add 300 blocks over 30 seconds. So it's going to start moving out, and I don't exactly know where it is at any given point because it's taking a long time, but I need to know that as a map maker. So you can do the world border get command. And this will allow you to see exactly how wide the world border is, if it's currently moving, or if you just need to know the size in general. It will just print it in the chat, and that is useful also in command blocks if for some reason you need to know, you know, let's say once it passes over 600 blocks away, then now it's stuck at 305 because I only told it to add 300 blocks. I hope that explains everything you want to know about world borders. They are a really, really, really cool addition to Minecraft. And as I said, once you have added a world border to your world, there ain't no getting rid of it. The only way to get rid of it is to make it so large that players would never see it 6 million blocks away. That's a pretty good number for you there if you want to never see that world border again. If you'd like to give us some feedbacks, tips, tricks, suggestions, please feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. Please subscribe to the show at youtube.com/omgcraft. And that about wraps it up for this episode of OMG Craft. See you next week. Bye. I mean, see you on Wednesday, Thursday. Whoops. See you Thursday.